And our final step is we're going to take our given information and see which of the equations we have for our centripetal force the variables we've been given applies to. So in this case, we have a mass, a radius, and a frequency. So we're going to use our formula for centripetal force of centripetal force equals 4 pi squared times the mass times the radius times the frequency squared. And when we go through our calculations, we ultimately solve for the centripetal force of this situation being 658 newtons. And this is the centripetal force that will be acting on the test tube while it spins in the centrifuge.